Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again today in our study that we're going to have together, and I thank you for joining in today. It's not no accident. You have to study God's Word on purpose, and you know that. And I really appreciate you and love you with Christ's love for joining in and honoring our Lord and studying His Word to find out what He has to say about things. And today we're going to go into a brand new study. One that is not very popular in the world as far as what the Bible has to say about it. As a matter of fact, I think the subject that we're going to go into today to find out what the Bible has to say is pretty discouraging to the world, and they try to hide themselves from it and from anything having to do with it. But this is something that everybody faces, and that every living soul that's ever been born, with exception of one or two that the Bible talks about, but we won't get into that. We're specifically talking about this subject, and that is death. We're going to talk about death today. We're going to talk about several truths having to do with death, and just have an ABC look at what the Bible has to say about death, and study the scriptures and compare them and find out exactly what is death. I mean, we have death all around us, and there are numbers that people do calculate and put together about how many people die a day and how many people die a year. But the fact of the matter is, anybody that's ever drawn a breath either has died or is going to die. Unless some truths in the scripture come about before, but everybody is headed to the grave. And what we mean by that is the physical body, and we're going to get into all that. Death is described in several different ways in the scripture. Death is not just one meaning by itself. They say life, well, what is death? It's the opposite of life. Well, that's true in a sense until you get into the scriptures. And the scriptures tell us that death is different for the Christian, for the Bible believer, for the Son of God, for the person whose name is written in heaven, for the one that's part of the bride of Christ. The Bible says that death is different than somebody that is not born again. Very much so different. And we're going to go into that, and we're going to talk about that. Now, death's a scary subject, depending on how and what you know about it. The word death, the very word, brings all of your thoughts to a stop when you think about it. You're standing there and somebody says death, everybody stops everything they're doing to hear what's going to be said after that, even if it's just for a short moment. There's something about that word that makes all mankind wonder. It's one of the few words, if spoken out loud or shouted in a crowd, can bring things to a halt. What is death? Somebody asked you what death is, would you know how to define it? What would you say? What is death? Now, there's many descriptions of what death is. Many. But the bottom line is the scriptures have the truth about it and the definition of death in every avenue. It might not be... How does one know that death has taken place? Well, you say that's a stupid question. Well, not necessarily. You'll see that when we get in the scriptures. What does it mean when somebody says life after death? That sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Life after death? How can that be? Have you ever seen anybody that's been dead before and come back? Now, there's a lot of people on the... And you got to be careful about all that, because you got to know what your Bible says and what to believe about people when they say they've died and came back, and what was what they have seen. Now, there are some of our brothers and sisters in the scriptures that have been into eternity and came back, that have died and have came back. Yes. But they tell us about it, and they tell us different things about a death. Well, most of them that came back didn't talk about death. They talked about life and what's going to be and what was over there, and that they couldn't describe it. The Apostle Paul said that. But they didn't talk about death as far as having gone through it or what it was like or anything like that. Well, what do they mean when they talk about life after death? The crowd today, all through society and mankind itself, when he talks about death, he's searching for the answers. Everybody's running to and fro everywhere trying to stay alive. And what does it mean trying to stay alive? Trying to avoid death. There's not a town, not an area, not a populated place, not anywhere that you can go that you're not going to find grave sites. They're everywhere. And everybody makes all these big deals, and I'm not under making it light of it, but everybody makes big deals about all these, like influenza and AIDS and coronavirus and all these different things that are killing people. That the only difference in that is it's just bringing death a little quicker. But death's always been here. And death's always in the envelope, if you will, of every human being. When you look into the files of every single human being, you open that file up, there's a death certificate in it. Everybody's going to die. Now, how come is that? How come everybody's going to die? You know, that's something that the evolutionists and everybody else has not brought a description out. They talk about life and talk about where it come from and all the evolution and the evolving and the blabbity blabbity blab 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 and all this kind of stuff. But you don't hear them trying to describe death. How's death involved in evolution? How come things die if things are evolving? What stops the evolving? All that kind of business. But we're talking about death. Now, perhaps it might not be possible to describe death until one knows what life is. Now, we have a study in this ABCs of Christian Growth. The letter L2, study number 12, study number 12A, that's life. It's a study of life and what the Bible has to say about life. Now, it might not be possible to describe death until you know what life is. And they two definitely go together in the scriptures. The people that are not born again and have no spiritual understanding have no idea what the Bible has to say about death and life, do not think of death and life having to do with each other than them being opposites. You're either living or you're either dead, one or the other. Now, people talk about life, and this is life, and oh, my life, and good life, and bad life, and all kinds of life. But in general, the unsaved just think of life as being the opposite of death, ceasing to live. But we do have a study on the letter L that you should be involved in. It's a good study. It's in the ABCs of Christian Growth. It's a study number 12A. And it's a study on life and what the Bible has to say about it. And in this study, we're going to look at God's Word and find out the knowledge and the understanding of the question and man's wonder about what is death. What is death? Now, does the Bible talk about death? Does it say the word death? Yes, it does. In the Bible, in God's Word, in the Scriptures, The word dead is mentioned 189 times in the Old Testament and 177 times in the New Testament, with the Lord Jesus Christ speaking the word himself 35 times in the New Testament. Dead is written 16 times in Revelation, in the book of Revelation. Now, the word death is mentioned 194 times in the Old Testament, 138 times in the New Testament. And the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke the word death 23 times in the New Testament. And it's written 17 times in Revelation. What about some definitions of death from the world's perspective? If you had to describe, just like we said just a minute ago, if you had to describe what the definition of death is, how would you describe it? What would you say? Well, according to some dictionaries and just the world's perspective about what death is death is defined as the event of dying or departure from life. You see what we said just a minute ago? It's not, there's nothing interesting, or there's no start and ending of death and the in-between. Death to the world is kind of like what's written on the tombstone, the date of birth and the date of death. And in between it is a dash, and that represents the entire amount of time in between life and death. It says the event of dying or departure from life, the permanent end of all life. Did you get that? The permanent end of all life functions in an organism or part of an organism. It means what they're saying is that death, when it happens, it's over. Is that true? Is that what the Bible teaches? Another definition of death is the absence of life or state of being dead. Another one is the time when something ends, the time at which life ends. Notice all these words they're using: end, end, permanent, absence of life, things like that. Is all that true about death? Now remember, this is the world's perspective. The time at which life ends. And remember that these ABCs are spiritual studies for the Christian, for the born-again Bible believer, the one that believes God's word. Continuing until dead. Well, that's a good one. A final state. Notice the word final. Final. End, permanent, absence, the act of killing is a definition of death, the personification of death, decease, demise, destruction, dying, end, expiry, and last. Those are all definitions of death according to the world's perspective. Now, what about dead? No longer having or seeming to have or expecting to have life. Not showing characteristics of life, especially the capacity to sustain life. No longer exerting force or having energy or heat. Very tired. That's being dead. That'd take up a whole bunch of us, wouldn't it? Very tired is dead. Unerringly accurate. Physically inactive. Not showing human feeling or sensitivity. Unresponsive. Devoid of physical sensation. Numb. Lacking acoustic resonance. These are things that the world talks about being dead. Not yielding a return, dead. Not circulating or flowing, dead. not surviving in active use, lacking resilience or balance, out of use or operation because of a fault or discharge. People who are no longer living are dead. That's what it says. A time when coldness or some other quality associated with death is intense. Quickly and without warning, dead. See, this is the way the world sees death. And these are just definitions that I pulled out of some dictionaries. Completely and without qualification, used informally as an intensifier, abruptly, absolutely, all in, beat, bushed, deadened, drain, idle, numb, perfectly, short, stagnant, suddenly, utterly, dead. You notice one thing about the definitions of death and dead is the way they were describing it. Permanent. The end. The absence of life. Being dead. Your being is dead. Is that true? Is that what the Bible teaches? Is that death? Demise, destruction, the end, last. Is that true? Is that what the Bible says death is? Is the end, that it's permanent, that it's the permanent end, that it's the absence of life? Is that what the Bible says about death? Is that what death is? You know, the word death, it's got a couple words built into it if you look at it. And I just happened to notice that, and I looked it up just to see. I didn't expect it to be a definition to it, but you take the word death, D-E-A-T-H, and there's two words you can find in that. One of them is eat, E-A-T, in the center of it, and the other one is at, A-T. Eat, at. I'm just wondering, and I just out of curiosity to see if that word had a definition to it. Eat at, and it does. It says to become ground down or deteriorate, erode, gnaw at, wear away, crumble, decay, dilapidate. That's interesting, isn't it? That it would be built into that word like that, to decay or crumble. Is that true? Well, if you're thinking about it in the world's perspective, yes, it is true. Because nobody can retain the spirit, the Bible says, in Ecclesiastes in the day of death. No man hath power to retain the spirit in the day of death. When the day of death comes, Solomon said that the spirit leaves, and no man has the power to keep the spirit in himself. Now, what is the spirit? The spirit of man is the part that God has given to man to be alive. To be alive. The body without the spirit is dead, the Bible says. Okay, so we know that the body, now, nobody's ever seen a soul go down into the grave when you go to a funeral. Nobody's ever seen a soul get burned up, being burnt after death. Nobody's ever seen a soul die. Nobody's ever seen a spirit die. According to Solomon, the Bible says that he doesn't have the power to retain the spirit in the day of death. So the spirit must leave at the day of death. So that brings us down to what's left is the body. The only thing any human being has ever seen die, if they've seen somebody die, I have. I've been right at the bedside of one of my mentors when he died. I watched him die. And the only thing that died was his body. He left. He left. And you might not believe it, but I watched him leave. I sure did. I watched him leave. His daughter was there, his wife was there, and his son was there. And they let me, very privileged, be there with him when he died also. And the only thing that they put in the ground was his body. Now, according to what we're talking about having to do with what the world thinks and the world's definition of death, they think it's permanent. They think it's the absence of life. They think it's the end of all life. It's the end. It's final. It's the final state. And the majority of unsaved people that do not know anything about spiritual matters or what the Bible says think in that way. Unless, of course, they got some kind of religion to where they think they come back as a butterfly or a big toe or something like that. Or, you know, they think they're going to go to heaven and sit around and eat grapes with 70 virgins. I don't know. I know what the Bible says, and it don't say anything about those kind of things. Reincarnation and all that sort of jazz. Well, all right, we've had an introduction to this thing, death. It's not a very popular subject, or, I don't know, sweet subject, flowery subject, fuzzy-wuzzy, warm-fuzzy subject to where people just run to. I mean, if there was a class on death, everybody just runs to it, and there's just not enough room for everybody to sit because everybody wants to know. People are curious about death and want to know about death, but they're scared of death. And there's a reason for that. And the Bible gives that reason. God's Word gives that reason. Now, there's several things that we're going to talk about when we talk about this death matter. We're going to talk about the death of the saints first. And what we mean when we're talking about saints are born-again Bible believers that have put their trust and put their trust in the gospel of the grace of God, the Pauline gospel, this dispensation we're living in. And what is that? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That was Jesus Christ talking. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and he did. And those, what we're talking about when we talk about the death of the saints, are the people that have put their trust in Jesus Christ and have repented and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior according to the Scriptures and are trusting in Jesus Christ to get them to heaven. That's us, the bride of Christ, the church. The death of the saints, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the death of the Presbyterians, death of the Methodists, the death of the Baptists, the death of the Catholics. We're not talking about all that. Everybody has their own opinion and their own way of looking at death when it comes into Christendom. And there's a lot of avenues to go down about death and this, that, and the other having to do with that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the death of the saints. And there are saints in every part of the world. There's saints in the, there's people that are Catholics that are saved. I knew an old woman that was from Sicily, and she was born again. I talked to her specifically about eternal life and Jesus Christ and whether she had accepted him, and she did. She had accepted him. But because of the things that the Catholics had taught her over the years, she still had some of that repetitious stuff in her, you know, the beads and the this and that and the other, but she said she was trusting Jesus Christ and had asked Jesus Christ to save her. He's the only one that was going to save her. And she said that she trusted him. She didn't trust in her beads. She didn't trust him, but yet she still kept them. You see, and there's that sort of stuff. There's all kinds of thoughts and variations and opinions and everything else in Christendom having to do with death. So we're going to talk about the death of the saints. And then after that, we're going to talk about the death of the wicked. The death of the wicked. Now, these are Bible terms. Everything in this study is going to be written from or be mentioned and spoken from the way that God speaks it, from the Scriptures, the death of the wicked. We're going to talk about the death of the saints and the death of the wicked. Then we're going to go in and talk about natural death. Natural death. Well, there's three different kinds of death right there. That's three different kinds of death right there. Natural death, the death of the wicked, the death of the saints, and then we're going to talk about one other, and that is eternal death. Eternal death. So a lot of death to talk about. And when we get into it and start finding out these truths from God's Word concerning death, it's going to clear a lot of things up for you. And if you're saved and you're born again, which I hope you are, and if you're not, you need to be saved today, right away. You need to put your trust in Jesus Christ right away. You're walking on thin ice, and if you die and go into eternity, if your body dies, you're going to leave that body according to the Scriptures. And we're going to get into that in these studies, talking about death specifically. But if you leave that body unsaved, and you're not born again, you're in trouble. Big trouble, and you're never going to get out of it. This is a permanent thing that's going to happen here. So you need to be born again. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I hope that you'll do that today, and you'll just admit to the Lord that you're a sinner, and ask him to save you through Jesus Christ, his Son. I believe that Jesus come and he died, that he was buried and he resurrected. I wasn't there. I didn't see him. I've never seen Jesus, but I believe what your word says, Lord, and I want to accept Christ as my Savior today. And he'll save you. He will. He saved me, and I'm not no better than you, and he'll save you. So I hope that you'll do that. So the first thing that we're going to go into talking about death, is the death of the saints. The death of the saints. Now, as we go through this study and talk about death, make sure that you keep your mind on the subject that we're talking about, the death of the saints. Don't be thinking about people that are unsaved, dead, dying. It's not the same. It's nowhere near being the same. If you're born again, death changes for you. Now, as far as the body, and we'll get into all that, but the only thing that could be compared with the death of the wicked is what happens to the body. Okay? But death is completely different for the saints than it is for the wicked. And we'll get into that. But let's talk about death of the saints. The death of the saints. Now, how does the Bible describe what death is described as for the saints? How does the Bible describe death for the saints? Well, the Bible says it says death is described as sleep in Jesus. Yeah. You say how death is described as for the saints? I mean, how's the Bible describe death in the Scriptures for the saints? Well, first thing is death is described as sleep in Jesus. And that's completely different than some kind of destruction and end and finished and over and done and all that kind of business was talking about a while ago. This is talking about death is described as sleep in Jesus. You say, really? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Listen to it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Now, don't get this mixed up with this thing that's going around about soul sleep. Your soul does not go with your body into the grave and go to sleep. That's not what the Bible's talking about when it's talking about us sleeping or death being sleeping in Jesus. We'll get into this and you'll understand it completely, but don't mix it up with this soul sleep business because that's not what we're talking about. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not. Now, wait a minute. This guy's trying to talk us into not being sorrow about death. Because in the scriptures, it just told us that death for the saints is them which are asleep. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. You see the difference there? You getting this? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's us, the death of the saints, that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive, now the Bible just said you're one of two things. You're either alive, and he's talking to the saints, and he's talking about the death of a saint. You're either alive or either you sleeping, or part of you is sleeping. And we'll get into that. You'll get all this. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ. What are the dead in Christ? The ones that are sleeping. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Well, what rises that's sleeping, that's dead in Christ? The saints' bodies. The bodies of the saints are what is sleeping. Just keep on listening, you'll get this. With the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, still in the body, and remain, shall be caught up together with them. With who? With the bodies of the saints that are coming with the Lord. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This is all good stuff. I mean, we're talking about death. And the Bible describes it as good in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. He never said one thing about something being permanent or ending or ceasing to exist or anything like that. He talked about alive and sleeping. And he mentioned the word dead, but he only mentioned the word dead to identify somebody other than the one that's still in the body. You see, the word death means something completely different for the saint than it does for an unsaved person. Let me read it again. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. There's the first thing who he's talking to, brethren. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, the ones that are out of the body. They're with the Lord. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Not your body present with the Lord, your soul, you, your being, you. You go to be with the Lord. Where's the body go? It goes in the grave and goes to sleep. Now, I don't know how the Lord says that body sleeps, even though we, in our human way of thinking, says it's dead. The Lord says, for the saint, it's sleeping. That's what it says. Now, if you believe what the Bible says, you believe this. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You see, the ones that are sleeping in Jesus, their bodies are sleeping in the grave, but the Bible says that Jesus will God bring with him. When Jesus comes to get us, he's bringing the ones that are with him in heaven. There's the ones where Paul was talking about, whether in the body or out of the body, his soul. The souls of the people of their body that's sleeping are going to come with the Lord. And the Lord's going to raise their bodies up, the bodies that are sleeping, the ones that are dead, but sleeping. He's going to raise them bodies up first, and then we which are alive and remain are going to meet them in the air. Meet who? The bodies of the saints that are coming with the Lord. Isn't that neat? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. There's your authority on what we believe. By the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. There's asleep again. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead, who are the dead? The ones that are asleep, the bodies that are asleep, in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, who's the ones that are alive? The saints that are still in their body. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, the ones that were asleep, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now that is something, isn't it? So you see how we have differed from the definitions of how the world describes death already? And that verse alone, them verses alone, chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 13 through 18, we just read, had absolutely nothing to do with punishment, with decay, punishment or ceasing to exist, or anything permanent having to do with death or the ugliness of death or the finality of death. It didn't say one word of it. It was just saying that the ones that were sleeping in Jesus were just considered another category of saved saints than the ones that were in the body, or the ones that were with the Lord in heaven that had already left the body. It was just another category. It wasn't anything having to do with being dead or gone or ceasing to exist or permanent or the end or anything like that. It was just sleeping in Jesus. Now that is something, isn't it? But that's what the Bible says. Now isn't that neat? So according to the Scriptures, somebody that you know that has passed away, that has died, their body has died, their body has went to sleep in Jesus. If they were born again and you know that, then you can confidently know that their body is sleeping in Jesus and that they are with the Lord. How do you know that? Because the Bible says that Jesus will God bring with him. He's bringing the saints with him that are already out of the body. You see? So you can confidently know that they're not ceased. They're not permanently the end or anything like that. They're just, they're more alive now than they've ever been. They're with the Lord. Their bodies are sleeping. And the Bible says when the Lord comes back, He's going to raise them bodies up, wake them up out of sleep, and give them back to them saints, their souls. They're going to get their body back, fashioned like unto His glorious body. Now, you can believe the world don't know anything about this. And they're out there searching how to stay alive, because death is coming. But what they don't know is when you're born again, death means that you depart. The word death means separation. You separate from your body. Your body goes to sleep in Jesus, and you go to be with the Lord until you get that body back. Perfected, fashioned like unto His glorious body. Now that's some wonderful news, isn't it? And you know how come you can believe it? Because the man said in that verse right there, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And he calls it the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. This we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that this is going to come to pass. So every saint, according to the Scriptures, that has ever died, their body has died. Where did their body go? Well, you say it went in the grave. Well, yes, it did. But what does the Bible, what does God call that, according to the saint? Did that body cease to be completely? I mean, is it out of existence now? No, it's sleeping in Jesus. That's what the Bible says. And God calls it two specific things. He don't talk to the wicked like this. There's no thing in the Scriptures that talk about the wicked dying like He talks about this right here for the saints. Two completely different things. And we're going to get into that. It's pretty neat, isn't it? So, what death is described as for the saints? Well, the first thing is, it's described as sleeping in Jesus. Now, when the Bible speaks of sleeping in Jesus, there's some truths that we need to understand. Let's take them from the verses. Let's take them from God's Word. We just went over a lot of it. But first of all, the Scripture is speaking to the saints only. The Old Testament and the New Testament saints. Not those which have no hope. And it mentioned that in that Scripture. Remember in verse 13. It said there was two different kinds of people. First of all, the Scripture speaking to the saints only in 1 Thessalonians. Only talking to the saints. It's not talking about them that have no hope. And He told you that straight up. He said, I'm not talking about them. And this is both the Old Testament and the New Testament saints that sleep in Jesus. Okay, that's not all. The saints that have died are also referred to as the dead in Christ. There's a difference. That's in verse 16 there. They're referred to as the dead in Christ. There's a difference. Okay? That's not all. The Scriptures are teaching us that the living saints are not to worry about the dead in Christ. We're not to worry about them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6, the Bible says, after that, He was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Well, there's Paul talking in a whole different book, 1 Corinthians, and he said that when Jesus resurrected, that a whole bunch of people seen the Lord, over 500 seen Him at one time in His resurrected body, and it said some of those 500 are still alive, at the time he's writing this, but he said some of them have fallen asleep. He didn't say are dead. He said they've fallen asleep. You never knew that was in the Scriptures, did you? Isn't that neat? That is neat. All right, so the Scriptures are teaching that the living saints are not to worry about the dead in Christ. All right, and then it says that the sleeping saint is not in the grave with the body. He, his soul, is with the Lord. Now let's look at that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Listen to this. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident. That means we don't have any doubts. We believe this. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So there's Paul again talking in 2 Corinthians. He said the ones that are fallen asleep, there's something peculiar about their body dying. What happened? They left their body. They're absent from their body. Their body has fallen asleep, but they are absent from the body. Well, where are they? They're present with the Lord. They're present with the Lord. Isn't that neat? A sleeping saint is not in the grave with his body. You never go to the grave. If you're born again, you will never be in a grave. Ever. If your body goes to sleep and you separate from your body before the Lord comes, you are not going in the grave. Your body's going in the grave. Asleep. Not permanent. Did you read that? Yes, you did. We read it just a minute ago. And it said for us to comfort one another with these words. He said, well, that just sounds too good to be true. Well, our Lord is too good to be true. His mercy is too good to be true. His grace on us, His what He's done, what His Son done is too good to be true. But it's true. And we need to be glad and comfort one another in all the things that the Lord's given us and done for us. Death is different for the saint. Okay, that's not all. Genesis chapter 3 and verse, all right, now this, all right, well, let's make sure that we haven't, or I haven't gone beyond myself. The sleeping saint's not in the grave with his body. He, his soul, his being is with Christ, is with the Lord. Now, we just read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. All right, so where's his body? Well, his body is sleeping. But it's rotting in the grave. Now, you tell me to understand that? I don't understand that. But God doesn't call it dead and ceasing and permanent and everything else. God lives in eternity. God is life. And when you study that lesson that we got in the ABCs about life, you're going to find that out. That's an interesting study in itself. But your body's in the grave rotting, but it's sleeping. You're not there. You never go to the grave if you're a saint. Ever. You rose with Jesus. Your body was nailed to the cross and went into the grave. You rose with Jesus. You've been redeemed. Genesis chapter 3:19. Listen to this. And the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Talking about your body. Talking about the body. What about Psalm chapter 104, verse 29? The Bible says, thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die. And return to their dust. You see, your body is just going back to the dust, like God said it is. But The difference is, while you were alive and in the body, you accepted Christ as your Savior, and your soul was circumcised. It was cut apart from your body. And we'll get into some of that another time, but it was separated from your body, and you were still in it, but it was separated and unattached from your body, and your body goes back to the dust, and it sleeps in Jesus, and you do not go in the grave. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Man is three parts: spirit, soul, and body. The spirit at the time of death, if you will, for the saint, the spirit, the part that the Lord has given to man to be alive and to exist, goes back to the Lord. Your soul, you, your being, your living soul that God made when he breathed into man's nostrils, you, your being, goes to be with the Lord. And your body goes back to the dust and sleeps. Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 and 53. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints, it didn't say the saints, it said the bodies of the saints. Get this now, this is at the resurrection, when Jesus resurrected. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Oh, me. Boy, you talking about some weird stuff going on. That's what it says. It said at the resurrection that some of the saved people, didn't say all of them, it said, and the graves were open, and many bodies, not all of them, many bodies of the saints. It was just the bodies. The saints were with the Lord. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. The bodies arose. The bodies were asleep. They arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Do you believe that? That's nonsense, ain't it? No, it ain't. It's absolutely true. It's beautiful. You see, God has power to do anything. There ain't no limits in his power. If he says this is what's going on with us as saints when it comes to do with death, that's what's going on. And that's what we need to believe. That's what we should believe. That's what we're going to believe. The world don't have no answers for death. Go ask them. They don't have no answers for death. They got absolutely no idea. They come up with all kinds of gobbledygook. Where you go here? Where you go there? Where you go to purgatory and you stay there until you get whipped for a while, and then after you get whipped for a while, then and your grandma prays for you and stuff like that and prays you out of there, then you can go on, be, you know, blah blah blah. That's not what the Bible says. That's not all. Now, we're talking about the Bible and how it talks about sleeping in Jesus and some truths that we need to understand. The Scriptures are only speaking to the saints when it comes to the sleeping matter. The saints have died, and they're considered dead in Christ. They teach that the living saints are not to worry about the dead saints. The Bible teaches that the sleeping saints are not in the grave with their body. He's with the Lord. The Scriptures also say that those that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, how is that going to happen? If a saint dies And the Bible says he goes back to the dust and goes in the grave and sleeps. Okay, we got that. Then how does the one that's sleeping in Jesus, does God bring with him? Look at verse 14. That's what it says. Will God bring with him? Because it's not their body that's with the Lord. It's their soul, them, their being. They're with the Lord. Their body is asleep. So when the Lord comes back, they come with him. And they're joined up with their new bodies that are going to resurrect and come up out of the graves first. And then we which are alive that are still in the body, meet them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Makes perfect sense. It lines right up and just blends right together, doesn't it? It's beautiful. And it takes away the fear of death. And we're going to get into some of that, talking about fear and things like that. But the Bible says comfort. Now, this, when these scriptures talk like this, and we believe them, they're beautiful. But when it comes to, wherefore comfort one another with these words about death, about my body going into the grave and rotten, and it's called sleeping in Jesus. When you look at it in the world's perspective, you think this is some kind of nut coming up with this kind of stuff. But it's not. It's God, the Holy Ghost, has written these words, put these words down. It's God, the mind of God, that has given us these words. And this is what happens. And I'm glad, ain't you? Okay, and that's not all. Here's another one. At the rapture, the Lord comes with the dead saints that are out of the body, that are already with him. The dead saints' sleeping bodies rise first. Then we which are alive, that are still in the body, rise to meet them, who? The saints that are out of the body, in the air, and we are all changed, given new bodies fashioned like unto his glorious body. That's what the Bible says. Now, how can any of that be bad? That's why the man said, comfort one another with these words. Because he's saying it to us. He said, we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This ain't something he made up. This is something God told him to write down. By the word of the Lord. These are God's words. We can trust them and believe them, and that what he said is going to come to pass when it comes to this matter of the death of a saint. We're not talking about the death of the wicked. We're talking about the death of the saints. Keep that different. Keep it separated. We're not talking about anybody else but the saints right now. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 48 through 53 says this. As is the earthly, or as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. This is a sister or a brother sister verse to the one that we read in Thessalonians. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. What dead? The ones that are sleeping, remember? And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Remember what he said? Earthy and heavenly. Talking about earthy and heavenly. Talking about there's an image of the earthy. That was your body while you were in it. And then when it went back to the grave, when the Lord raises it back up out of sleep, that it's going to be incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. How about that? Lots of good stuff for a saint. Nothing to be scared of when it comes to death for a saint. You don't have to be frightened of death. Your body goes to sleep and you go be with the Lord. That's it. Probably the worst part, I was talking to my mom and dad, and I said, I think the worst part of death for a saint is that you can't take everybody with you. And that's probably just what it is right there. You just can't take everybody with you, but they'll be coming along. You see? All right, that's not all. Let's read a couple more verses and we'll stop for today. John chapter 11, 25 and 26, the Bible says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I believe it. Do you believe it? Did you hear what the Lord said? He said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So when a saint's body goes into the grave, is it dead? The Lord said you never die. It's asleep. Did you get that? We read that, remember? Whole big difference in the world dying and a saint dying. Now, I'm talking about what the Bible says. I ain't talking about what Brother TV thinks, even though I believe every word of what we're reading. And I'm glad of it. The Lord wants us to know what's going to happen. Let's read a couple more verses, or one more verse. Let's read this. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. For our conversation is in heaven. Not talking about a conversation like we're having right now, talking back and, not back and forth, but with our voices. It's talking about your life, your manner of life, your where you're going to be and where you're going to live and how you're going to live and the things that are going to be in your life. Your conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The Lord Jesus Christ has the power to do anything he wants to do. And he said he's going to change it. And it's going to be fashioned like unto his glorious body. What is? The vile body that you're carrying around right now. See, that's one thing that the world's making a lot of money on right now, is trying to show you how you can make your body look so good. But the bottom line is that thing is growing old and wrinkling up and pruning over, and pretty soon it's going to go back in the grave if the Lord don't come, and it's going to go to sleep. But it's vile. It's cursed, and it's going back to the dirt unless the Lord comes and changes it and puts on incorruption. All that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Sure it does. Okay, so we'll stop right there, and that's a good beginning for our study of death. Whenever we started this study of death, you was thinking maybe, well, death is just ugly, and death is the end of everything, and death is this. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But according to the Bible, is death depressing for the saint? No. The only thing that's probably the uncomfortable about death for a saint is that you separate from the people that you love temporarily, or you can't take everybody with you. But when it comes to getting to go home, who would want to stay? You want to stay in this mess? In this vile body? Not me, man. when we get the opportunity to go home and be with the Lord, that's a good thing. The Bible says, precious unto the Lord is the death of his saints. It's precious to the Lord. So if it's precious to him, it should be precious to us, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, we'll stop right there. Let me give you these scriptures for this first lesson for the ABC study of death. You ready? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Now, you go back over and read these things because you need to have this stuff in your heart and in your mind. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Psalm chapter 104, verse 29. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 and 53. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 48 through 53. John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. And the last one for today is Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. So what have we talked about today? We've talked about death and what death means, how many times it's mentioned in the scriptures, and that Jesus used the word out of his own mouth in the New Testament. It's also spoken in the book of Revelation, death and the word dead. And we looked over the worldly definitions of death, and they really didn't have anything to tell us. Whenever we was talking about death and defining it, did you see anything in there that resembled what we studied when we got into the scripture for the saint that's going to die? Absolutely nothing. There was nothing in there that showed anything having to do with the saint's death at all. Sleep wasn't mentioned. Departing from your body wasn't mentioned. The Lord coming back and changing it and making it incorruptible wasn't mentioned. None of that was mentioned in the definition of the world's definition of death. And we also looked at the definition of dead, and none of it was mentioned in there. The only thing they had to talk about was the absence of life and being dead and permanent end and all kinds of stuff. They can't come up with anything because there is no definition of death for the world. The only definition that's any good having to do with death is for the saint. And you're going to see that. So we talked about that. And then we got into the first part of this subject, the death of the saints. So what death is described as for the saints? Well, first of all, death is described as sleep in Jesus. And then we went over some facts having to do with the truths about the scriptures saying in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it was only talking to the saints and not talking to those that have no hope. That the saints are referred to as dead in Christ. In Christ. Big difference. Big difference. Teaching that the living saints are not to worry about it. Not to worry about it. And that the sleeping saints is not in the grave with their body. They are with the Lord. Their body's sleeping. And that sleep in Jesus, the ones that sleep in Jesus when the Lord returns, the Lord's going to bring with him. He can't bring somebody with him if they're not with him. Amen. All right. Well, this is wonderful stuff. And we'll go back in and talk some more about the death of the saints. We'll talk about death is described as blessed for the saints. It's also death is described as a gain for the saints. And death is described as peace for the saints. Isn't that wonderful stuff? Well, that wasn't the death that we started out with, was it? Amen. All right. Well, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. And I don't think our study's going to be so bad after all, do you? You be sure to join in on the next one. and let's find out what our Bible, what our God's Word says, the Bible, the Scriptures. Let's see what our God's Word says about death, and then let's comfort one another with it. Comfort, peace, comfort, death? Yeah. Comfort, peace, sleeping. Until the next one, I'll talk to you soon. God bless you and love you with Christ's love. Bye-bye.